With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. One national poll shows a majority of likely U.S. voters do approve of President Trump's job performance. Here's George Williams.
The data comes from the Rasmussen Report's daily presidential tracking poll from Friday, which shows a strong 53% approval for President Trump's job performance, with the strongly approve and strongly disapprove balancing each other out at 37%. Separately, according to USA Today Network reporter Maria Francis, President Trump is also trending upward in three other individual polls, as well as in the Real Clear Politics average of 13 polls, with President Trump's overall favorability at 47.7%. That's 7 points higher than at the same benchmark point in his first term. George Williams, Washington.
A GOP lawmaker winning a Supreme Court ruling in 7-2 decision. Here's correspondent Bernie Bennett with that explanation.
A Supreme Court ruling has required the lifting of a censure on Maine Republican Laurel Libby, enabling her to participate in legislative proceedings after being barred from voting. The ruling confirmed that the censure denied Libby's constituents representation. Justices Ketanji Brown Jackson and Sonia Sotomayor dissented. This decision effectively lifts the voting ban imposed by Libby's censure. However, this is a temporary injunction pending further litigation in lower courts. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Arkansas authorities looking at whether a prison kitchen job played a key role in the escape of a convicted former police chief known as the, quote, devil in the Ozarks. Grant Hardin was housed in a maximum security wing of the Calico Rock prison he escaped from. Hardin got away after donning an outfit designed to look like a law enforcement uniform. And in New Orleans, two of the inmates who escaped 2 weeks ago still on the lam. Authorities say as many as 15 people gave them assistance. This is SRN News. Illinois is the site of a nasty battle concerning transgenderism.
The Democrat-led state allows boys to compete against girls in school sports and has rejected President Trump's call to end that practice. But Illinois parents are not happy with that decision. A recent school board meeting in Naperville saw angry moms and dads protest after a local boy beat girls at a junior high school track meet. One local father told Fox News, quote, Naperville parents will spend thousands on their daughter's sports streams only to see them lose to a biological male. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Two groups have filed a suit over an executive order by West Virginia Republican Governor Patrick Morrisey granting religious exemptions from required school vaccinations. ACLU and Mountain State Justice filed the suit on behalf of two parents. Vaccination exemption was among several executive orders issued on Morrisey's first full day in office in January. This is SRN News. Well, a key U.S. inflation gauge slowing last month. More from correspondent John Scott.
The Commerce Department reports that consumer prices rose just 2.1% in April compared with a year earlier, down from 2.3% in March and the lowest since September. Excluding the volatile food and energy categories, core prices rose 2.5% from a year earlier, below the March figure of 2.6%. Economists track core prices because they typically provide a better read on where inflation is headed. John Scott reporting.
Homeowners eager to sell may have to wait a while before a buyer comes along. As of April, U.S. housing market had 34% more sellers than buyers shopping for a home. Haven't been this few buyers in the market for a home before, based on records that date back to 2013. More details at srnnews.com.